We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege being here again tonight. Appreciate you that's able to come. Those that's looking on. Just pray you'd remember us for just a few minutes. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I don't know all together this evening what we might do or say, and I'm going to read you the scripture that we have. And about all I can do. Just read and trust that of the Lord tonight. Fairly familiar scripture. In one sense of the way. I'm going to read you a few verses. Out of the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. We're going to start with the first verse. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sitteth upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And that's all I'm going to read tonight in your hearing. You just pray for us for just a minute. I don't know altogether what we might do or what we might say. And I know this is familiar scripture to you Bible readers, and I know that I mention it from time to time. The truth of it is, I believe you could preach on this the rest of your life and not even touch it. Not even touch it. There's some things in this scripture that I'd like to stay around tonight, God being my helper. And I don't know altogether what which way it might go or whatever, but this is, again, this is what we have. And John said here in that of the 21st chapter, in the first verse, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Now you keep that in mind. I might come back to it and I might not. He said, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Now that makes a difference. That makes a difference. It most certainly does. Everything that's written in these three verses, brethren, it makes a difference. It's showing that of the old and brethren bringing in the new. That's exactly what he's doing. The Bible says, and he, the tabernacle of God is with men. Now, I don't know if I could ever in my life stress that phrase enough, but brethren, the tabernacle of God is with men. We're not waiting, brethren, for God to build a tabernacle. No, we're not. We're not waiting on him to make a new heaven and a new earth. No, sir. There, brethren, he's brought that, and he's brought it right down to the tabernacle of men. Yes, he has. Now, and he will dwell with them. Did you hear that? And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now think about that. Think about these verses. I'm going to come back to the fourth. I'm not going to read it right now, but I'm coming back to the fourth verse. Lord help me. Fifth verse says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. He said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. Brethren, that he gave that of John, brethren. He gave him the whole book as far as that goes. But he's given some things, brethren, to let us know that we have passed from death unto life. Yes, sir. We're no more, thank God, a foreigner, nor stranger, brethren, nor pilgrim. Glory to God. We are a citizen of the building and the house of God tonight. Yes, we are. Brethren, he put that building together and we're part of it. I can't help it. Now, most folks, they talk about things, and I understand where they get a lot of that of which they get, but I want to talk to you tonight out of this fourth verse. God being my helper in it. It goes, my friend, with the other four verses. In the fifth verse, he says, right, because these things are faithful and true. Brethren, had they been a myth or had they not been true, he wouldn't have wrote them, my friend. It's just how I look at it. Fourth verse, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. All tears from their eyes. Now, folks get a lot of things mixed up, brethren, when you start talking about this fourth verse. Brethren, I don't know whether you'll have it or not, but that old earth and that old heaven is passed away. It's already gone. If you'll have it, it burnt up. Glory! Glory to God! Lord, help me. I believe I can prove it to you. My friend, he done away with that way. Yes, he did. Brethren, and it was prophesied so. Y'all remember the scripture. You can go back in the days of Joel. My friend in Joel said in that day, and he was talking about the great and terrible day of the Lord. Brethren, he said, who shall be able to stand in that day, my friend? And brethren, that day did come, my friend. Woo! Yes, it did. Brethren, that Joel prophesied, and he made mention, and he said, the sun shall be turned to blackness. Yes, sir. And the moon shall be turned to blood. Let me just go and read it. I might read it. I'm just going to read it out of Acts. You can go in Joel. It's in the second chapter of the book of Joel. But this is what Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Do you know why he preached it on the day of Pentecost? Do you know why that Peter, my friend, got up and began to say, brethren, that of which was going on and that of which was happening, these three words he said, this is that. This is that. Brethren, did not the Holy Ghost and fire come down? Woo! Didn't John say, brethren, there's one coming after me of whose shoe latchets I'm not worthy to unloose? He shall baptize thee with the Holy Ghost and with fire, my friend, this evening. Woo! Did he not? Bible says that on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Ghost came down. Did it not? Brethren, it sat upon each and every one of them as cloven tongues of fire. Did you not know? Have you not ever read, brethren, that God is a consuming fire today? Yes, He is. You'll deal with the fire. Yes, you will. Brethren, the Bible says on the day of Pentecost when Peter standed up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, brethren, said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Listen to me. Brethren, he said, but this is that. 16th verse, 2nd chapter, book of Acts. You go and read it. Brethren, Joel, if there is ever a prophet prophesied anything, my friend, that was coming about the great and the terrible day, the great and the notable day, or the day of visitation, brethren, this is what come to pass, my friend. Yes, it is. Brethren, the Bible says here, he said, this is that which was spoken of Joel by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, sir. He said, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, and I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Brethren, they shall speak forth, in other words, that of which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. There's a lot of folks still living in the last century or the last period of time. Yes, they are. I've said that. Brethren, I've said it before, and I'll tell you, I lay hold of it. I really do. Brethren, there's some things, brethren, that people's got out of course. Yes, they have. They've got them out. Of course, you say, preacher, who made you a theologian? I'm not a theologian. I'll be the first one to tell you. But I'll just be honest with you. My friend, I believe you read this scripture and you'll study this scripture. You'll find out. I'm telling you the truth tonight. That Joel prophesied, my friend, is exactly what. I can't help it. This is that. That satisfies. That satisfies. It just don't satisfy, my friend, my curiosity. It satisfies me that, brethren, this is it, my friend. Yes, sir. Preacher, you need to get excited. It's something to get excited over. There's a lot of folks, my friend, out of that fourth chapter. I'll come back to that fourth verse. God help me just a little bit. But I'd like to finish, my friend, this that I'm on. You say, preacher, you just pray that I, my friend, there's some things that we need to lay hold of. Brother, and realize we're living in a new world today. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. You old men, do you know that is just backwards? That is just backwards. You ever thought about it? He said, you young men shall see visions and you old men shall dream dreams. Naturally speaking, it's just backwards. You young men dreams dreams and you old men has visions. Think about it. But that ain't what he said. I ain't getting into all that. On my servants, on my handmaids, I'll pour out my spirit in those days. Listen, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. Hear me? The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. Listen, he said before it come. Can I say this? Before the consummation. Brethren, there's some things that Jesus brought with him, and there's some things that Jesus done while he was here. But brethren, he held things of brethren until the day that they should be revealed. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. But you'll find there was times that even when Christ, my friend, told some of them that he had healed, he said, go show yourself to the priest. Huh? Go show yourself to the priest. Go down there in Siloam and wash. Huh? Think about it, brethren. He didn't do away with the law. He didn't even do away with a lot of the things that they were doing, which was not the law. But he recognized them. Did he not? He recognized them. Why, preacher? Because they is fixing to come to an end. They is fixing to come to an end. The old heaven and the old earth. Where is heaven? We talk about it. Why, preacher, it's up. Up where? Up. Up. The truth of it is, the real truth of it is, there's very little description of what we call heaven in the Bible. You can't tell me, my friend, all there is in heaven. You can't do it. You say, preacher, you're awful bold tonight, my friend. You want to get real ticky about it, my friend. There's three heavens. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Yes, they are. The Bible says, now I'm not going to get into that, but the heaven and the earth that then was, my friend, perished. It perished. Brethren, it's done away. It was fulfilled to a jot and a tittle. Yes, it was. And brethren, thank God a new day dawned. Did you know why it was a great and terrible day, or a great and notable day? Brethren, because a lot of them would not have it, my friend. They didn't have it. He showed signs in heaven above, signs in earth beneath. Blood, fire, vapor of smoke, sun should be turned into darkness, the moon turned into blood before the great and the notable day of the Lord come. There's a semicolon. I want you to see that. I mention this every time I get into this scripture. From the 16th verse all the way to the 21st verse. Brethren, there's a semicolon used in every verse except the 21st verse. Now you think about it. Just think about it. You think, my friend, I had a man to tell me, an English man. He was an English teacher, taught English all his life, and he was on up in age. We was talking about the Bible one day, him and me and another preacher. And that other preacher asked him, he said, "Well, what about the Bible?" He said, "I can tell you this." He said, "It is grammarly true." He said, "It is grammarly, can't hardly say that word, grammarly perfect." He said, "There's no flaw." Now that, you say, "Preacher, that don't mean nothing to me." It ought to. It ought to. Brethren, these semicolons mean something. And the verse, my friend, that's behind the next verse and the one in front of it, it's a direct. In other words, they all together. This one's in conclusion with this one. All the way. But then he put a period. Then he put a period. Did you know that this, that God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, brought into this world, and the reason we're living in a new world is because of the 21st verse that He wrote here. The great and notable day of the Lord. Listen. He said, "And it shall come to pass." Brethren, this wasn't in the old world. This wasn't in the old. "That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. Amen. Yeah. Shall be saved. Brethren, that's the reason that we even sang it. Brethren, we're living in a new world since the Lord saved us. Yes, sir. Now this, my friend, the great and notable day of the Lord wasn't a good thing for some folks. Do you know that? It wasn't a good thing. You might think you've heard this many a time. You've heard this many a time. Over there, brethren, where the scripture talks about, well, when salvation come, when Jesus came into this world, brethren, no doubt that things were beginning to change. The preaching changed, baptism changed, things was beginning to change and beginning to be put in force, but they did not change. They did not change, my friend, except the Lord Himself, my friend, had to bring some things to pass. You've heard this verse. Many be the time. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them. He said, how oft I would have gathered thee together as a hen does her chicks or her brood. He said, but thou wouldest not. Thou wouldest not. You can go back, and I read some of it this morning. But brethren, you can go back about as far as you want to go, and you'll find that the children of Israel was always going their way. He had more problems out of them, my friend, than he did the Gentiles. Yes, sir. They was his people. Brethren, and they should have been in better shape and better knowledge than what they were. But they wouldn't. He said, how oft I'd have gathered thee together. You may think, my friend, well, preacher, that's just a compassionate verse from Jesus. No, it's not. Because he told them, he said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Believe it or not, my friend, he was going to destroy them. Yes, he was. Them that did not believe. Jesus had some followers. He did. He had some that believed. But the truth of it is, he didn't have many. When you take the number of the children of Israel, my friend, it is probably over millions. And you take that number, my friend, and I don't know the exact number. The Bible said that in one place he appeared unto 500 and did many infallible truths, but it don't say them 500s was them followers. He just said he done many infallible truths. Brethren, there's 120 in the upper room. So I could probably safely say there's 120. You think about it. Out of the millions and millions, brethren of folks, they was a very small number. 3,000 is a small number. 5,000 is a small number. But brethren, it was a beginning. It was a beginning. Pentecost was not the climax. It was not the consummation. Brethren, he was going to leave the house of Israel desolate, my friend. The day, the terrible day, the day of his wrath is come. Brethren, it most certainly did. You might think, why, preacher, Pentecost was a good day. It was a great and notable day. But brethren, the day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? You say, preacher, that's after a while. I beg to differ with you. Not according to the scriptures. Brethren, I'm going to read this. It probably hadn't been too long since I preached on this a little bit. And I'll tell you, it's probably going to take me a lot of little bits to get rid of it. Do you know that? I don't mind. I really don't. I don't mind preaching to you when God brings it to me. I'm not just going to pick up on it and just go with it. Not on my own. But listen, they were seven seals. They were seven trumpets. And there were seven vials. Now, there's a lot of people that says that those were seven different times, or seven different times of the church. They seven churches in the beginning. And they take those seven churches and they tell you that them seven churches is a time. In other words, you're in one of them seven churches. You're in one of them seven places. Now, that's what a lot of them say. Now, I don't believe that. But that's what the majority believes. They believe that. You say, preacher, you're going to get in trouble. Well, it ain't going to hurt nothing. I've been in trouble before. Huh? You might not understand what I'm talking about. And I'll be honest with you. You're not going to get it just right off the surface. You might look at it and you might say, preacher, that's different. No, it's not. In the sixth seal, when the sixth seal was opened, this is in Revelation, the sixth chapter, the 12th verse. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. Listen. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. What did Joel say? Listen. And the moon became as blood. What Joel say? What Peter preach? You say, preacher, it's a different day. I can't put it in a different time. Brethren, this right here, if you really want to know, was some of the former things. Yes, it was, that I read to you out of the fourth verse of the 21st chapter. The former things are passed away. You say, preacher, that's talking about us living in this world. No, it's not. No, it's not. The former things. Brethren, if there's been a new heaven and a new earth, the former things, my friend, was the old heaven and the old earth and the old order of society. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You may not understand it. You may not think too much about it. You say, and I know what people says. I know how they look at it. And they say, brethren, when this world is over, I'll have no more pain. Well, you probably won't. But brethren, that ain't what that verse is talking about. That's not what that verse is talking about. Brethren, he is talking about the former things. Those things, my friend, that they wept and they mourned. Brethren, because they had no day's man. They had no mediator. They had nobody to go between them and God. No, sir. The only hope they had, brethren, was their faith in believing that the Messiah was coming. Christ, the anointed one. That's exactly. He was anointed, my friend, to do so. Sun became black. Moon became as blood. Stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. You don't think he shook that world? You don't think he shook? Brethren, he did. There's some, listen, the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. You can go to the 24th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, and brethren, you can find there that he told them in that day, my friend, not to pray that their flight not be on the Sabbath, nor in the winter. Brethren, but he said, flee. In other words, get away, my friend. This place is going to be destroyed. You may not believe that. That's exactly what he is talking about. Listen to me. And said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us. Hide us from the face of him. From the face of him with that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That's exactly what Joel said. The great and notable day of the Lord's coming. Jeremiah wrote about it. He said, in the day of visitation, who shall be able to stand? And he also said, woe unto you, brethren, that desire the day of the Lord. Woe unto you. He said, because you think that it's going to be joy and happiness and gladness
He said, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a day of sorrow for you. Sorrow. You know that sorrow, my friend, was one of those former things. Listen. Former things. Brethren, he ain't talking about us living in them former things no more. Brethren, he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. Brethren, all that sorrow, and there shall be no more death. There shall be no more death. Brethren, did you not know in the New Testament that it talks about Jesus Christ tasting death for every man? Every man. Brethren, death hath no more dominion over you. No, sir. That's the former things. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Former things are passed away. You say, preacher, you expect us, my friend, to believe all this? Well, the truth of it is, you're going to have to tear it out of your Bible if you don't believe it. Yes, you are. You're going to have to get rid of it. Brethren, it might not be too popular, but I'm going to be honest with you tonight, folks. We're living in a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Yes. Malachi. What did he say? Can I read this to you? Malachi. If I can find it. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. The day cometh that shall burn as an oven. I can't help it. It ain't gonna leave me till I get rid of it tonight, and then, Lord willing, it'll come back another day. I'll give you all I can. You say, preacher, you're just trying to make a point. I'm giving you the word. I'm giving you, my friend, exactly what he's talking about. Preacher, I don't understand all that. You can make it to heaven. Yeah, you can make it to heaven without knowing probably all of this. But I'll tell you, you have a better understanding. You'll have a better understanding of what's going on. Brethren, he said, hear ye that are far off. This is Isaiah talking. Now, I'm just going to ask you. They've come out with a song. You know, I've wondered. I've wondered, my friend, why they couldn't just stick with a song and just sort of stick with it. You know what I mean? What do you mean, preacher? There's very few in that book right there that I don't know. Not saying anything, but there's very few in that book, that church hymnal, that I don't know pretty much by heart. Now, I've got a little age on me, and I probably miss a word and put a word where it don't belong, something like that. But nonetheless, I just about know this word by word. Word by word. You know, we've had that for years. Years. It's what you come up with. Of course, though, old Brown Mull's book and the other. They come out with that one, and I'll be honest with you, I couldn't tell you what's on what page. I couldn't. Church hymnal, they call out a number, and I could just about tell you what the song was. Listen, that don't mean anything. Who among us, they come out with a song, brethren, and then they have to get another song. I'm talking about people, the groups, people that sang today. You wouldn't listen to just one song over and over and over.
you wouldn't do it, would you? Huh? Well, I might be backwards, my friend, but brethren, I get a hold of something, thank God. I like hearing it. Yes, I do. And sometimes I'll just over and over and over. And you know what? You can do that. And we do it a lot of times, even in the scripture, my friend. You can read it and read it and read it, and I'll guarantee you, you're going to miss something. Huh? You ain't going to get it. You just write over it. And then you get to reading it one day, and the Lord says, look at there. Huh? And you say, well, how in this world did I miss that? Huh? Brethren, you don't get it. You don't get it. It don't absorb. It don't just stick. You might even know exactly what it says. You may can quote it word for word, my friend, and still not get it. It works that way. It most certainly does. But they've come out with a song. And I don't know enough of it to even tell you much about it. I ain't heard it enough. But it's on the same line of which I'm fixing to read to you. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Listen. And who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting fire? You say, preacher, that sounds like hell. And who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings, plural, burnings. Brethren, what did Jeremiah say? This is in the book of Isaiah. I don't know if I told you that or not. But anyway, it's in the 33rd chapter, and it's the 14th verse. If you want to read it. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not. You say, preacher, that talks like it's asking who's going to dwell with an everlasting fire. And who's going to dwell in amongst the everlasting burnings? What did Jeremiah say? When Jeremiah come to the place, he said, I'll not speak anymore. I'll not speak anymore in the name of the Lord. And brethren, he said, behold, he said, his word burned in my heart. Do you hear me? Now he gives the answer. A lot of folks stop right there. They stop right there at that 14th verse. This is the chapter, by the way, that talks about Lucifer, if I'm not mistaken. I ain't going to get into that. But he gives you an answer. The 15th verse. The 15th verse tells you who's going to dwell with a devouring fire, and who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings. 15th verse. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. You say, preacher, he gonna dwell with the everlasting fire? He better. It ought to be like a fire in your bosom. Yes, sir. You ought to burn, my friend. Thank God to share the word of God with somebody. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes. Do you hear this? Listen, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks.
bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Glory to God. God gonna show them. Thank God that's coming. Yes, he is. Now you might be tired of me. You might be. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Now listen. Brethren, he said over there in the New Testament, he said, behold, your house shall be left unto you desolate. He says here, he said, the day's coming. Listen. Listen. Yea, and all, he said, as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. You know what fire does to stubble? And the day that cometh shall burn them up. The day that cometh. What day is he talking about, preacher? The day of visitation. The very same day. Brethren, that Joel talked about, that Peter made mention, brethren, was beginning in the book of Acts. The very same day. Listen, I'm going to read you this chapter, and then I'll hush. Lord help me. I may and may not, but he said, shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Desolation. Desolation. Is there not a, if I can think real quick, I'll get that in a minute. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. You hear that? He ain't finished with you. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the sole of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Listen. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Prophecy. Before this comes to pass, I'm going to send you Elijah. That's what he says. Before this happens, I'm going to send you Elijah. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now listen, you say, preacher, Elijah hadn't come. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. I don't know why I'm preaching like I am tonight, but nonetheless, it's what I've got. You go to Matthew, I believe it is, the 11th chapter. I believe. That ain't the only place it's written, but it's one of them. And you'll find the Lord himself, it's all red letters, is talking about, he said, in other words, of John the Baptist. He said, of men that is born of a woman, he said, there's none greater than John the Baptist. Yes, sir. That ain't all, he said. He said, and if you would have it, if you would have it, this is Elias, what the New Testament calls Elijah. This is Elias, which is far to come. Read it. Get a hold of it. What do you mean, preacher? This is Elijah. Did you know it was prophesied? And not only that, but that John, my friend, that his mission was to preach, behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is that not right? Brethren, the kingdom of heaven had never been preached. Not like that. Behold, it's at hand. And brethren, it's exactly what John come to do, is to turn the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. Lest the Lord smite the earth with a curse. Brethren, things were fixing to change when John come on the scene. Yes, they were. And brethren, it wouldn't about 6 months later, here come Jesus. Jesus. Now, what does all that mean to me? I'll tell you. It means to me, my friend, that I'm not waiting on a tabernacle to be built. I'm not waiting on the Lord to prepare me a place up yonder. Well, preacher, I know we had that. We talked about that in our Sunday school this morning. But I'll be quite frank with you, my friend. He's already prepared the place. Yes, he has. He's already prepared it. And if you'll study it out and find out, brethren, that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I'd have told you so. That's what he said. Then he says, I go to prepare a place for you. That ain't all he says. For where I am, there you may be also. Brethren, did he not? When you become a child of God, brethren, do you not become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ? Do you not? Brethren, you say, preacher, I just don't understand all that. Brethren, we'll get your thinking cap on and pray that God will open up your vision. I'm not preaching something off the wall. No, sir. Now, you can go to 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, my friend, and people says that this earth's going to burn. Brethren, this earth, he was talking about that earth. I can prove it. You go to 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and you'll read it, my friend, and it talks about the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Brethren, what did he say here in the days of Malachi? He said, that day shall burn as an oven. Is that not what he said? And brethren, the day that he is talking about must have been the same day that I've told you about all night long. Why? Because Elijah shall come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he did come in that of John the Baptist. The book will tell you that. You don't have to take my word for it. It'll show you. It goes over in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. You say, preacher, but I believe this stuff. I've seen this stuff. Yeah, you believe it and see it naturally. The former things you think are natural, they're not natural. I know we have troubles. I know we have trials. I know we have pain. Brethren, but the pain and the suffering and the things that were former were not, my friend, natural, but they were spiritual, my friend. They mourned and they wept. The grave held them. They could not get out of it. Brethren, until Jesus come victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brethren, you say, preacher, I don't understand that. You wouldn't, because you wouldn't under that scenario. You wouldn't under that order. I'm going to hush. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. You tell me if I'm wrong. Preacher, I still see it. He's talking about the earth going to burn up. Brethren, that earth did burn up. Listen, why do I say that? How can I say that? What makes you think that you can say that, preacher? Well, I'm just going to read it to you. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to. Lord, help me if I can find it. 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. Listen, this is what he said. Second Peter. Is that not right? 3rd chapter. Marvel not, my brethren. The world hates you. That's it. Is that it? That's it. Is it 1st Peter? Let me get it right. It's 2 Peter the what?
Chapter 3, there's one in verse 6 and one in verse 10.
Talking about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that. I was looking on the wrong side of the page. All right. 2 Peter the 3rd chapter. He talks about that of the old world, but this is what? This is what I want you to lay hold of. You think about it. He says, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. We know when that was. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now, what day was that? You think about it. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, or 1,000 years in one day. It didn't happen. It didn't happen in a time period of man. It did not. Brethren, it come to pass in a time period of God, when all things had been fulfilled. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Listen, you say, preacher, I'm still think it's talking about after a while. Listen, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Do you hear that? Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Huh? He ain't talking about the end out there. End? Preacher, why ain't he? Just what he said. What manner of person ought you to be? Listen. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, things change, folks. You say, preacher, he's still talking about this old earth and this heaven of which we're in. No, he's not. He's talking about the former things, the former days, those things that I've already talked to you about tonight. This is why. This next verse, it's all in the same, but this is why. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Think about it. He didn't stop there. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. I could go on and on. Why would we look for a new heavens and a new earth? Is He going to build a new earth if it's talking about, brethren, if it's talking about the end? Brethren, as most folks put it, if He's talking about that, why is He building a new earth? Think about it. Just think about it. I've always, you may not, but I always have. That verse right there, I'd get to reading that and I've heard them preach on that, and that's it. And I'd get to this verse and I'd say, something ain't right. He ain't building a new earth. He's already building a new earth. We already in new heavens and a new earth. Just study it. That's all I can ask you to do is just study it tonight. I don't know whether you got anything out of what I've said or done, or this scripture's real. I believe it to be real. I believe it to be the Word of God. And I believe if you'll study a little bit, I hate to say this, I really do, but it's just a fact. Paul said over in one place, he said, I come to speak to you, but he said, I cannot speak to you because you're carnal. That's what he said, and I can't help it, folks. We get some things in our mind, my friend, that we just can't erase. What did I say? Said something here the other day, my friend. That people, my friend, is following that other way because that's about all they hear about. It's the other way. And I told you, Lord help me, my friend. I'm going to talk about, my friend, what the Word of God teaches. Lord help me, I will. Lord help me. Preacher, I don't agree with you. Well, you know, me and you can love each other in disagreement. Huh? You're not my enemy. I'm not trying to poke anything down you. You take the Word, you study it, you read it, see what you come up with. Think about it. I'm not. I never have. Brethren, it ain't going to hurt my feelings that you disagree with me. Brethren, there's a lot of them disagree. I mean, there's multitudes of them. Yes, they are. But if I'm going to preach what thus saith the Word of God, I'm going to have to preach it just like I talked to you tonight. Because I believe it to be the Word of God. Now, saying all that, brethren, I can't do a good job, my friend, of just bringing things out unless I know for a fact and the Lord has impressed me to do so. I'm just honest about it. I get jumbled up. Huh? You get to thinking. Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do. Best thing to do is just let the Lord talk to you. Because He will. And you know what? He will, and He'll set His stamp of approval on it. These folks is preaching that Elijah ain't never come. These folks is preaching Jesus ain't never come. I believe if you'll read the Scriptures, you'll find out that Elijah did come. And he come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The great and dreadful day, the great and terrible day, the great and notable day, and the great day of His wrath, they're all the same. They're all the same. Preacher, I just can't see it like that. You know what? It don't come overnight sometimes. It just don't do it. I don't know your heart tonight. I don't know what you stand in need of. There may be somebody that has a need to pray. We're going to give you an opportunity. We're going to sing a verse. You can just stand, sing a verse of Amazing Grace.